It was the children's liturgy at a parish, and the associate was talking about Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd. And he told the children about the sheep, that sheep weren't that smart and needed lots of guidance, and it was the shepherd's job to stay close to the sheep, protect them from wild animals, and keep them from wandering off and doing dumb things that would get them hurt or maybe even killed. And he pointed to the little children in the room and he said that they were the sheep and needed lots of guidance. Then the associate puts his hands out to the side, his palms up in a dramatic gesture, and with raised eyebrows said to the children, "If you are the sheep, then who is the shepherd?" It was obvious that he was indicating himself. After a few seconds of silence, a little boy said, "Jesus. Jesus is the shepherd." The associate, obviously caught off guard, said to the little boy, "Well then, who am I?" The little boy frowned thoughtfully and then said with a shrug, "I guess you must be the sheepdog." Last week, we heard Jesus summon his 12 apostles and he sent them out two by two. And this week, we hear about their return. They gathered with Jesus, they were excited, they reported all that they had done and taught. Jesus, knowing that they were tired and hungry, just like him, told them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place to rest a while." So they went off in a boat. But the crowd, realizing where they were going, set off on foot and arrived at their destination before them. And when Jesus saw the crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like lost sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And after satisfying that spiritual hunger of theirs, next week we'll hear about the miracle, how he fed that crowd of 5,000 with only two fish and five loaves. Sheep without a shepherd move about aimlessly, wandering here and there, getting lost, and generally paying little attention to all the dangers that surround them. Consequently, they quickly fall prey to one of the many predators that surround them. The same is true about us. Unless we follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we move about aimlessly through this life, wandering here and there, looking for happiness in all the wrong places, getting lost and generally paying little attention to all the dangers that surround us. Perhaps this is why Jesus did not seek political or religious office. Perhaps this is why he came as a shepherd, the Good Shepherd, who knows his sheep by name, who lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus came to care for us, to lead us gently, as a shepherd leads his sheep. He is not just the Good Shepherd. He is our Good Shepherd, and he came to shepherd us home to the eternal pastures and happiness. If Jesus is my good shepherd, then I am a sheep in his flock. Jesus knows me and he calls me by name. I know his voice. Jesus seeks me out when I am lost. He places me tenderly on his shoulders. He invites me back to the flock when I go astray. Jesus guides me gently to where is best for me. Jesus is not a shepherd who restricts, who controls, or enslaves us. He does not seek to capture us in his grasp. He wants to carry us gently and lead us lovingly, that we may have life. He tells us that a thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Having life more abundantly, it's not about having a more glamorous wardrobe or taking expensive vacations. It's not about having an expensive car or a larger house or a greater variety of entertainment. having life and having it more abundantly is truly living. It is living life deeply. It is living life to the full. It is becoming what we were meant to be, holy. It is seeking the things that bring us life and that bring life to other people. It is knowing God's love and in return, loving others. This is eternal life. This is heaven, totally receiving God's love and sharing this love with all of humanity. Jesus gives us this life. It begins at our baptism. Here and now, he is with us. As members of his flock, we are called to share his love with all of those we meet. Jesus not only gathers us as individuals, he gathers us together as a flock. Jesus does not save us individually, one by one. He saves us together. He comes to give us life together. He not only relates to each of us personally, he is also in the midst of us, uniting us as one, bringing us together, and leading us forward together. Life in abundance is not just each of us enjoying him or herself in the comfort of his or her own solitude. Life in abundance is not just being left unbothered by our neighbor. Life in abundance means coming together as brothers and sisters. It means sharing with others the life that we receive. It means rejoicing in one another. It means seeing each other as a gift. It is taking time to encounter one another, even in little ways. Taking a moment for an unexpected conversation instead of wishing you were just left undisturbed. Smiling at someone who looks down, writing a family member or friend, volunteering to help people in need. All of these things bring us together as a flock. All of these show us that we are not alone. Even through simple gestures, we can show others that they're not alone either. Jesus continues his work of being our good shepherd through his church. This is an important and often difficult message in our world today. It does not mean that the church shepherds us perfectly. Jesus alone is the good shepherd, but he uses his church to try and lead us through life in this world. He does not save us individually, but together. We do not live our faith in isolation. Jesus does not relate to us individually in a vacuum. We are not lone sheep in the world. We are members of his flock. We belong to one another, and together we belong to Christ. We are sometimes scattered, divided, but Jesus seeks to bring us together, to unite us in one fold. He not only brings us together as Catholics or Protestants or Christians, he wants to bring all of humanity together, and he uses us as his instruments of peace and unity. The image of the Good Shepherd that Jesus reveals to us is for each of us and all of us together. It also shows us how he is at work in the world today, bringing us to himself and uniting us together. Through that beautiful image that he gives us, may we see how Jesus brings us close to himself and learn from him how to come closer together with our fellow sheep, the members of his flock. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.